Blog Talk Radio.
Small businesses are the heart of the American economy. They're responsible for half of all private sector jobs. And they create roughly 70% of all new jobs in the past decade. So small businesses are not only job generators, they're also at the heart of the American dream. After all, these are businesses born in family meetings around kitchen tables. Born when a worker takes a chance on her desire to be her own boss. They're born when a part-time inventor becomes a full-time entrepreneur. Or when somebody sees a product that could be better, a service that could be smarter, and they think, well, why not me? Let me try it. Let me take my shot.
Let me take my shot. Good evening. Welcome to the Business Coaching Corner. I am Emmanuel Neal, and I am with another entrepreneur here for this special week of National Small Business Week. Erica Jarvis is another entrepreneur taking their shot, and she's doing it in a big way. She has an online boutique. She's a self-published author, a dance instructor, artistic director, and founder of Creative Soul Entertainment. This young lady is doing it big. How are you, Erica?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I am good. I am healthy, wealthy, and wise. And so I'm glad to be here spending my time talking with you. Thank you for taking the time to share some knowledge with us on this National Small Business Week.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you for inviting me.
I've been to a couple of your events, so I know that event planning and doing these things, you would have a lot to share. So let's start with Moonblush 74. What is Moonblush 74? For some reason, I have a feeling that that's kind of relatively new.
Yes, it is. Moonblush 74 is it's about a year old, actually. I launched it last March. Online boutique. I collect a lot of vent items for women and men, and I resell. So whatever I find hard to find, I go out and pick them up and use them for merchandise, and I put them on my page. Moonblush 74, and we also use them for our show. So I've seen some of my items on in photo shoots. So there are models and photographers who borrow some items. I have jewelry and dresses and things like that, and hats. Of course, hats. I get a lot of vintage hats, and they use that for their photo shoots. It's exciting. I really enjoy collecting and finding the hidden certain items.
Give me the history of something that you found that just really kind of surprised you or would be surprising to someone that didn't know. What kind of gem, and that might have been a question out the blue, but it just came to me like, you know, you got Ella Fitzgerald's hat somewhere.
No, I don't have celebrity hats. I do have celebrity-inspired hats and dresses. So items that you may have seen on I Love Lucy. I go back as far as the jazz era. So I have some hats from the 1920s. And then I Love Lucy, you know, era, the 50s. I have some dresses and gowns with the, you know, kind of poofy that style. So those are fun memorabilia that I find. And Jackie O type pillbox hat that you may have seen, you know, from the Kennedy era. So it's a lot of like not quite the celebrity owned, but celebrity inspired.
Cool, excellent. And that's it's interesting that you that you were able to take us there, because it reminds me of when I saw your show, and I can't put my finger on it, but it's a celebrity that you're inspired by when you you do your shows, and I'll let you tell us about that in a minute. But okay, so moonblush74.com, they can go there and find some vintage hats and styles, as well as see some of them in some photo shoots. Okay. Tell us about Unleashed, and I am curious to hear about your poetry. I didn't get a chance to read any just yet, so that's my fault. And I know that I owe you actually some, because you're always asking me to post some. Tell me about Unleashed.
Unleashed. We're talking about Unleashed the book.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Unleashed is a collection of seductive poetry that I've put together. This book came out, I want to say, 2 years ago. And it's a small paperback book of just a few of my poems that I've written over past couple of years, with along with some images from photographers who I work with in the Chicagoland area to go with the poetry. And it's sexy, and it's just a little piece of me, just a little piece. So, and it can be found on Amazon. So it's my baby. It's my first self-published book. I'm proud of it. I'm proud of it. It's something that's just a sensual part of me that I wanted to share.
Okay. So how's it been received? How's it been doing commercially, and what kind of feedback have you gotten back from people that have read it?
Well, I've sold in my shows and to people out of state. And they seem to receive it well. I mean, no one's thrown the book back at me, so I guess it's doing okay. but it's, you know, it's one of those things, as any artist, you know, you work at it, and you always find ways to make it stronger, and you learn along the way. You're always a work in progress when it comes to writing, dancing, singing, whatever. So with Unleashed, it's the same process. It's a process in progress. So I'm looking forward to, you know, publishing more and learning, you know, what works and what doesn't work.
Okay, good. I'm glad that you you mentioned that too. I wanted to get into a little bit on the self-published part. You said that you did it yourself, and this was your first one. How was that experience, and what made you decide to go that route?
Well, I decided to go that route for several reasons, because I always try to find the background resources. How does this work, and how can I control my work without having any hands in it? And, you know, I figured, well, along with, I can't take all the responsibility and credit for it. I have a friend of mine also helped me, Leslie Etherly, helped me self-publish this book. But she helped me compile my work and the images and everything. And she kind of, you know, held my hand as far as like, okay, we can go this way or shift it here. And so that was cool to actually have someone who has experience in self-publishing and graphic design and so forth, and just knowing the ins and outs that way, and get, you know, obtaining, you know, all the necessary documents and, you know, getting things copywritten and things like that. So it was definitely a great learning experience. So I definitely recommend if anyone is on it. I mean, just learn everything you can when it comes to self-publishing and just writing, period. I know my first run of the Unleashed book, I learned that, you know, you need the proofreading, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you're reading things, but, you know, your eyes see one thing, but it's really read a different way. So it's always good to have second, third set of eyes to reread what you just read. So that was a learning experience for me. And I'm glad I swallowed that pill and understood it, and definitely want to share that with everyone. Make sure that, you know, if you have someone proofread it, you know, proofread it.
And I'm glad that you shared that. I'm glad that you shared that because, you know, I have a couple of books out, and that was something that I had to get over as well because, you know, I'm thinking I'm good enough to catch my own mistakes, you know, but there were mistakes that I missed. And so it definitely benefited having someone else look over it. You know, and then I can share, and I don't know if you're familiar with this or whatever, but one proofreading or editing trick is to read your document from back to front. So if anybody out there is working on their book or proofreading something, you know, instead of reading it regularly and trying to catch spelling errors or whatever, read it backwards. And sometimes that'll help a little bit. So,
yeah, that's a great tip. It was definitely a slice of humble pie for me because I was like, oh, you know, I got this. And I'm like, oh, I don't have this.
And then especially, like you said, when you're doing the self-editing, and if you've saved and uploaded the form and then you got to go back and catch an error, then you got to resave it in the PDF and re-upload the form. So eventually that learning curve goes into time and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay, so Unleashed. Excellent. I'm looking forward to I'll have to pick that up. If I would have thought to, I would have asked you to have a piece ready to tell us. I don't know if you have anything memorized. And I know I'm just catching you, you know, like a deer in headlights. Like, give us a poem.
Oh, I can give you a poem.
Would you be comfortable and cool enough to give us a poem?
I can read a poem from the book.
That is great because, you know, I tend to ask my authors when I do these author interviews on Writing Under the Influence to read something, especially if they have a poem. And sometimes I forget to tell them that I'm going to ask them to read something or recite something. So I'm glad you're ready.
Yes, I'll be glad to. this is short. So let's see. All right, this came me.
Okay.
His fingertips filled across my breast like a piano. I was breathless. I was breathless by his sweet tasting tongue kisses and the way he stuck on my private misses. I am weak. I'm weak by his sexual strength. Each movement he makes, I follow with my eyes and reach out with anticipating arms. I cannot wait to come, but I don't want to come too quickly. These man's with his easy sliding through my pleasure zone, very wet, very ready for him to explore every crevice of my body. The tongue doing rings around my nipples like garland berries. He's the son of a black minister, so he universe holds my astral circuit. French kissed mine. Now I call that Cirque du Soleil. Now tell me why he had me doing acrobatics and contorting my physique through orgasmic paradise. Don't get it twisted. He's not a clown, but he is down for whatever to make me and that's round one. My body is so major, I was like a soldier when I saluted his staff. Mentally, it stimulates me to go beyond my sexual boundaries. Physically, encouraged me to touch my inner being. And her being is what he called it. Entertainment. And that's my piece.
All right. Thank you. I like it. I like it. Love it, in fact, and very, very visual. And it brought to mind a question that I meant to, that you reminded me that I wanted to ask is, with your piece and doing seductive poetry, were you shy about putting it out and, you know, letting people get a sneak peek into that sensual side of you in print and actually, you know, sharing that part of you? How did you deal with that?
Oh, definitely. I was mortified. It's like reading your journal, you know, your diary, and then you sharing that part of you, your deep emotions, whether it's from an experience or something that you witnessed or something that you fantasize, you're sharing that with people. So you're vulnerable to either criticism, judgments, or what have you, anything that comes your way. They're going to react somehow, either it's positive or negative. You have to anticipate the reaction to it. And for me, once I fell down and had a glass of wine, then I just said, you know, let's do it. You know, I'm grown. This is what I want to do. This is part of, you know, my journey in my life. I'm not living it for anyone else, and I'm not trying to do it for anyone else. If I only sold one book, then I did it for myself, and I know that I can lay down at night and know that I've completed a task in my life and my goal to achieve. So it wasn't about how many books I could sell. It's how I can express myself through writing or through dancing. So this was definitely an aha moment for me, a learning experience. I learned so much about myself by publishing the book. So, I encourage anyone who, you know, is having, like, those jitters, you know, it's normal. Embrace it, but embrace yourself and embrace your creativity and just let it shine.
Excellent. And I love that. Embrace your creativity and just let it shine. And, you know, and you're right. You just got to get out there and just do it. And especially with sensual poetry, and talking about that kind of subject matter, you know, like you said, it is bearing your soul. And as an artist anyway, no matter what kind of art you're doing, you're putting yourself out there for ridicule. So bravo, and I'm glad you're able to share that with the people. That book, people. It's called Unleashed, and it is on Amazon.com, and that is by Erica Jarvis. And this segues greatly into the next one of the next parts of your creative entrepreneurship that I wanted to talk about, which is our creative soul. And I've been to a couple of your shows. They are great. Creativity and, your dance and the creativity and putting together the show and the artist, and again, being able to be free with your sensuality and put it actually on a stage. It's really lovely. And I'm glad I get a chance to talk to you tonight to tell you about that. I really enjoyed your shows. Tell us about Creative Soul Entertainment.
Well, thank you so much for the compliment and the support. Creative Soul Entertainment, it started in 1998, and it was only geared toward working with youth, actually. It was just a dance group that I wanted to put together because my younger sister and her friends wanted to dance, and I didn't like the other neighborhood kids what they were doing. They were doing kind of two grown-up looking dances, you know. So I got my sister and her friends together to do more choreography that were more child-friendly things, more family-oriented things that were appropriate for their age. So so they performed for parades, TV shows, and we traveled and worked with Dave Scott from You Got Served, all that. So as they got older and the group had gotten larger, we incorporated different dancers, dance genres. So we had a tap dancer, we had break dancers, we had capoeiristas, ballerinas. I wanted everybody, and we would just put it all together in a gumbo and then have a show. So the show, the family show, was called Take Time for Your Soul, and it incorporated all of these different genres along with other local, and we put together this big show. Well, as the years went by doing the family show, I decided, well, what would happen if I do something just a little bit sexy? So I kind of branched off and created Unleash Your Inhibition. I created Unleash in 2007. And so Unleash Your Inhibition was born. My very first host was actually Zarina from Five Magazine. So she was my MC then after that, and to this point on, this before for her and B, it's been my host. So we decided to take that family show element and just flip it into more of an erotic theme. And so we just took it from there. We had less clothes, the music getting more adult, and then we served wine, you know. So things just got a little bit sexier for the adult, and it's fun. It's fun. I think that Unleash Your Inhibitions is done with a lot of sophistication in class. I brag about my artists all the time because I think they're so talented, and their writing skills, not just, you know, they're just saying things, but in their performance, their delivery, that vulgarity, it's not that raw raunchiness. They're intelligent, you know, they're intelligent, sexy beings who just have the talent to just give you all these painted pictures of eroticism without even saying a curse word. That's what I like about my show, that we give you so much of it, so much sexiness in one room without offending folks or making them feel uncomfortable. We want them to feel something, may even get them out their box, but you're not going to walk out of there feeling offended or that we have taken something away. We want to give you something. So that's the thing with Unleash Your Inhibitions. And then from then on, we've had little spinoffs of Afterglow and Foreplay, which we've done at the House Blues and in Minnesota. So we definitely have different themes for each show. And this upcoming show, Foreplay Poetry, the theme is bondage.
The theme is what? Bondage. Okay, a little bondage, you know, a little tying up. Ain't nothing wrong with that. When is this show?
The show is Saturday, May 21st, at 7 p.m. Doors open at 7, studio in Evanston. The address is 1914 Main Street on the corner of Main and Dodge in Evanston. And it's a dance studio where I actually teach there. And we're going to actually bring some sexiness to that dance studio and do some erotic poetry.
Okay. Cool. Okay, so I'm going to have you repeat that information a little bit down the line. But it sounds excellent. I like the idea There's a couple of thoughts that came to mind. I want to let people know that if you're on the computer, we're coming down to the last 4 or 5 minutes left in the show online. But if you call the number, and if you're on the computer, you should be able to see the number in front of you. But give us a call at 213-943-3358 if you want to ask Erica something, make a comment, jump in on the last few minutes of the show. We have, after the computer part goes off around 10:30, 10:32, we have about another 10 minutes to talk, and then we'll be out of here. So if you're on the computer, thanks for tuning in. We'll be here every day this week talking to another creative, intelligent, strong entrepreneur. And all of the people that signed up for this week were women. So that's an interesting thought and comment in itself. But, you know, this is National Small Business Week. So I'm just trying to do my part to spotlight another entrepreneur. So thanks for tuning in. We'll be back here tomorrow evening, same time. So, Erica, so we're talking about the Creative Soul Entertainment and the events that you're doing. And I wanted to talk to you about the business of event planning, because it's interesting and it's challenging and it's fun and it's all of that stuff. And a lot of times people come to events and if it's done right, it looks like it's easy, but it's not. And I've, like I said, I've been to a couple of your events. So let's talk about that a little bit. Tell us about some of the challenges that you've had putting events together. You've been doing this a while. It's almost come as second nature to you, probably. But what are some of the challenges with putting together an event?
Wow. Yeah, I have been doing it a while, and each time I do it, I learn something new, to be honest. Mm-hmm. I learn something new. And that's all right. That's all right with me. I think one of the biggest challenges for me, let's see, other than financial backing. I think financial backing mm-hmm. is one. You know, it costs money to do these shows. So you definitely go into hustle mode. You mm-hmm. utilize your resources. You talk to people. You find out how to cover finances. You have to pay for mm-hmm. artists. You know, these artists can't do it for free. They're not going to come in on GP and be like, hey, you know, I just want to perform. I mean, we're not 18, 21 year olds who're trying to look for that special word exposure.
Mm-hmm.
I just think that that everyone deserves to have some type of compensation, whether it's, you know, some type of agreement, monetary or images or whatever. But it has to be a mutual understanding with that.
Mm-hmm.
So finding the financial backing to cover the venue and cover the artist, cover the decorations, cover the sound and video and photographers. And I have some outstanding people who work behind the scenes, and the photographers who I use for these shows, they give me, you know, hundreds of images. I guess that's why I'm always posting pictures, because I get almost like 200 images per show.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a whole library of them. It's just, you know, it's crazy, but I appreciate that. I think that promotions is very important.
Mm-hmm.
You try to find what works for you. There are a lot of events that I will hear about at the very last minute, promotions. You have to market yourself. You have to protect your brand. You have to put it out there. find your own voice. What may work for me may not work for you, but at least, you know, you have a foundation that you know that you have to open your mouth if you want to get fit.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, searching for financial backing and marketing, getting that marketing strategy on point, that's very important.
Mm-hmm.
And protecting your brand, because people will try to cross a market, and you don't want that to happen.
Yeah, yeah. And I think yeah, you have dealt with that fairly well, just from my own vision and seeing you, like I said, do these shows. So let's talk about a little bit again, still on the event planning aspect of Creative Soul and doing these events. What is your leadership style? How do you deal with the people that you have working with you and for you, you know, the artist? What is your leadership style, and how do you motivate them to produce their best efforts for you?
Well, I'm a quiet soul, but I'm very direct mm-hmm. as far as my expectations. And I think that's what professionals expect. They don't want you to tiptoe. They don't want you to sugarcoat anything. You tell them up front, you know, what expectations are, and they can respect it, and there's no gray area. They know, okay, Erica needs us to have our piece memorized by this date, or, you know, Kahari is going to be working with us in rehearsal. I got to make sure I have something on paper by this date. We have deadlines. We communicate that, and, you know, Kahari's been really good at coaching some of our poets and just giving them little tips, because, of course, this is what he do. And as far as on my end, I just make sure that it rolls. It has to go. I delegate and I initiate things, and I want things done. I don't throw tantrums. I don't do none of that. I'm very going awry. I just handle it. I just want it done, and I want it done quickly. And that's that. I don't have time for playing. You know, when it comes to time and money and, you know, the audience waiting for things to happen, look, we got to roll. Let's do this. You know, we don't babysit here. And they know. And they know. And it's really, I just been really blessed to work with artists who have not given me that headache, I guess that you know, mm-hmm. whole, you know, I've never had drama with folks. I've never had drama with folks. That's what I really appreciate. And if people, you know, feel a certain way about something or someone, is done internally. It's not blasted out and things like that. We handle it professionally. They're grown up, and that's what I like.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
I think communication, as long as you give that respect, mm-hmm. you're going to receive that respect. So just tell them what you want and hear what they have to say, and then work with that.
Hmm. Okay. So with Creative Soul, you've done Unleash Your Inhibitions and Foreplay, If You Take Time for Your Soul, and you have some other things, you know, events and ultimately products under this what is your vision? Let's say 3-5 year vision for Creative Soul. Where do you see it going? What do you want to build it up to? What is your vision?
Well, without giving too much away, let's just say I want to expand on the Creative Soul umbrella through product development and entertainment. So, that's what I'm working on. So in the next 3 to 5 years, Creative Soul Entertainment, Unleash Your Inhibitions, going to have a much broader stand. So it's all coming together. It's all coming together, but yeah, that's what I'm doing. I don't like to say too much because it's still in the developing process. But yes, there's some major things happening with both companies, and I'm really excited about it.
Okay. And where can people find you on Facebook and social media?
Yes, I am a social media junkie. So you can find me on Facebook under Erica Jarvis, Unleash Your Ambitions, or Moonblood74. I'm on Instagram under Creative Soul and ENT and Moonblood74. And I'm on Twitter as Moonblood74. I think that covers everything.
Okay. And one more time, the date and location for your next event at the at the dance studio. What is the time and the date again?
All right. The show is Foreplay Poetry, and the theme is bondage. And it's May 21st, Saturday. Show starts at 8 p.m., hosted by disco poet Tahara D, featuring Hood Ray, Sheila Bond, Euphonious B, Brother Him, DJ Gardner, who else am I missing, Sexy Chocolate, and Michael Teckenstrode, and myself. We'll be at 1914 Main Street in Evanston, Illinois. And tickets are $15 online on Eventbrite, or you can purchase them at the door for $20. And there will be a vendor there. There'll be vendors there and libations and wonderful contests. So we have a sex shoe contest. So the ladies can wear their sexy shoes and win a prize.
Excellent. So go get your bondage on, people, at the Dance With Me studio.
Get your bondage on.
Uh-huh. Get your bondage on. I know, that sounds pretty cool. it has that, you know, it has that thought process. It has that, but, you know, it's a good blush. And like I said, one thing I can attest to, people, that if you go to one of Erica's shows, it is a sexy sensual atmosphere, but it's not shocking, and you won't be embarrassed, and you will have a good time and laugh and be part of the show. And the artists are very artistic, and they're good, and you can tell that they take their craft seriously, and they really, you know, perform it and really do it. So your shows are well put together. That's why I wanted to talk about your shows and the events, and, you know, and the business behind event planning shows, because doing shows aren't easy. You know, it takes a lot of patience, and there's a lot of moving parts. You got to be able to deal with the different people, and then artists on top of that. You know, like you said, getting venues, getting sponsored. You know, getting the food for the people, the performers, the food backstage for them. But then, if you feed the crowd, getting the crowd fed. And dealing with those vendors.
And the crowd gets hungry.
Exactly, you know. So that's why I wanted to talk to you about that, because there's a lot of moving parts, and you do it well. And so I wanted to be
able to
acknowledge that and share your wisdom on event planning and doing that. So thank you kindly.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. And I am open to, sharing, you know, if there are people out there who are trying to start an event, and they just need some a little bit of guidance. I'm not one to be selfish with information on how to at least kick off. You know, I can give you the ingredients to how to start an event, because that's important. The foundation is really important. Once you do it a couple of times, then it gets easier. Mm-hmm. It gets less painful. But it really is an enjoyable process. And when you see it all put together at the end of the night, it's you just say, you know, all that sweat and tears and frustrations and running around was all worth it. It really is. And each time I do it, that's why I still do it after all these years, because all of that, I have met some amazing people and learned so much about who and myself. And artists, we're quirky people, and since I'm quirky, mm-hmm. I know quirky, so it's acceptable to be quirky. So you roll with the punches, because we're flexible. We got to work it out, and we all just want to get our voices heard, and that's all we want, the respect and getting it out there, and to share the information, you know, and I think that's why I always put in historical context into my show by impersonating Josephine Baker and Dorothy Dandridge. Those are leading ladies who are icons and who I learned from in performing. So that's what it is. It's important.
Right, and I'm glad that you brought that up. That was what I alluded to earlier in terms of channeling the older people, the vintage people into your shows. And the name came to me later on, and then you just said it, so good job. We are about at the end of this wonderful conversation. Time flies when you're having fun. Please let people know real quick. I know that you, you're teaching dance at the Dance With Me studio in Evanston. So let the people know when and where they can come and receive some of your dance instruction.
Every Wednesday night at 6:30 p.m. at Dance With Me studio. Same address, 1914 Main Street. I teach soulful house dancing. So if you want some, you know, want to work out with some house music, that's what we do. And it's only 1 hour from 6:30 to 7:30. And the class is only $10. So drop in.
Cool. Well, we are going to wind down. Again, I really appreciate you taking the time to share some knowledge and wisdom with us. People out there listening, thank you for... Yeah, it's been my pleasure, and you are a wealth of information. People, keep tuning in. We'll be here again the rest of the week, and go out, support a small business. And Erica, leave us with a closing word of wisdom, a final thought for the masses.
Don't quit. Keep shining. Don't let anyone tell you any different. You were born for greatness, so do it. Move mountains.
Exactly. Move mountains. All right. Well, thank you kindly. You have a great evening, and I will talk with you soon.
You too. Thank you.
All right, and good night.
Good night.